day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at stopswithme.com.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Well, market softness seen throughout most livestock trade here today, with moderate to strong pressure seen in lean hogs and feeder cattle trade as well. Follow-through pressure, though, in lean hog markets have added to the overall market softness to the entire complex here on Monday. Live cattle markets were mixed to mostly lower, with prices hovering in a narrow range. Corn markets were lower today in light trade. March corn futures about 1 cent lower. Stock markets lower in light trade. The Dow Jones 69 points lower. NASDAQ down 45 points. In live cattle, limited interest redeveloped in live cattle trade, with prices mixed in a very narrow range throughout the spring and summer contracts. Box beef cutouts today were 91 cents lower in select and down 51 cents per hundredweight in choice, with a light movement of 66 total loads. In feeder cattle, futures continued to lead the complex lower today as front month January contracts held $1.25 per hundredweight. The early support in corn trade sparked the initial market softness in feeder cattle trade based on increased production costs, but following sluggish market activity in the grain market, follow-through pressure continued to develop in the feeder cattle futures. This added to increased market softness in all contracts, as traders seemed to be content with nearby contracts hovering from $144 to $145 per hundredweight, with moderate losses in all contract months. Meanwhile, grains trended flat to lower today, with corn trade flat, seeing some choppy two-sided trade overnight. Soybean trade 5 to 7 cents lower, with trade fading back to support, with concerns about Chinese demand offsetting weather for the moment. Meal was $3 to $4 lower, and oil flat to 10 points lower. Finally, in wheat, trade was flat to 5 cents lower, as choppy trade was ongoing, with action struggling to pick a direction. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.